Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. How many times?
Here we are again.
Am I going to say Free Talk Live? Probably more than you care to hear. No, I hope you care to hear us a bunch, actually. We're here on the live Saturday night version of Free Talk Live. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Ian.
Of course. And we've been talking about a whole lot of stuff. We've been taking your calls and your thoughts. And let's go right back to the phones, as a matter of fact. We have Jerome calling from Charleston, South Carolina. Jerome, you're live on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
Yes. I have a story. I haven't seen it anywhere.
What is it?
Not the lamestream meal like Sarah Palin calls it. Not in the tool network for Trump, the Fox network. ABC, NBC, CBS, nobody. And the stories about Trump allies buying black votes. I've seen four different accounts of it. One of them was in the New York Times. That's a pretty reputable newspaper, don't you think?
They've been around a while. They've been around.
Here comes the cynical answer. That's a pretty reputable newspaper, right?
Well, I mean, in some people's eyes.
Yeah.
They definitely have an agenda. Buying
black votes. Is that ethical?
Jerome, how does this work exactly? How does one buy a black vote? Like,
who was buying black votes? Trump?
Hey, no one's ever bought my vote, like, and I'm black, but I wouldn't know about it, okay?
Who was buying black votes?
Trump's behind it.
And how? How's he doing it?
They're holding these rallies where they're handing out money and trying to influence people to vote for him. That's what it is.
They're handing out money. How does it work?
Well, they pretend like they're operating as a charity, but it's not. You know, they're trying to pretend like they're operating as some kind of tax-exempt organization. Mm-hmm. These are like charitable contributions, but it's bull. It's basically money.
Now, how is that different from somebody getting on the, getting out on the media and saying they're going to give $1,000 a month to people? Is that different somehow?
Who said that? Was that a Republican?
Democratic candidate Andrew Yang said he was going to give $1,000 a month to everybody.
Andrew Yang in the White House?
No, he's not. Not yet. He's trying to get
Andrew
to the
Yang
White House.
In the race right now?
Well, he did resign from the race, but he was trying to get into the White House.
And that's what he was saying.
And as far as the story about the child...
You didn't answer my question. I'm asking you, how is that different? If Trump is handing out cash versus Yang promising even more cash, what's the difference? I'm not defending what Trump's doing. I'm just asking
Andrew
you what the
Yang's
difference is.
Andrew Yang's not in the race anymore, buddy. He's done.
I understand that, but you're just dodging my question.
Andrew Yang is not in the race anymore.
Okay, you don't want to answer the question. It's fine.
No, I'm answering the question.
What's the difference? I'm asking you not whether he's in the race.
Trump's in the White House. That's the difference, and he's trying to ensure that he gets reelected by pulling the stunt like that.
I understand what he's trying to do, and Andrew Yang was trying to get elected as well by promising $1,000 a month to people.
Well, maybe if he was
What's
as crazy as
the
Trump,
difference?
Talk about fondling women and shooting people. You know, like
okay, let's move to someone who's currently in the race. Bernie Sanders is promising free health care to everyone in the United States, promising free college. What's the difference?
You think Bernie Sanders is going to be president with this stuff, huh?
No, I don't care, and it doesn't matter to me who's going to be president, because they're all evil.
Trump is the president, by the way. The guy who said, I can shoot people in the
Do you understand what I'm asking you? What is the fundamental difference between Donald Trump handing out cash and these other characters promising huge money for free? What's the difference?
The difference is what works for Trump isn't working for them. That's the difference.
Because what do you mean? Bernie Sanders won New Hampshire. Bernie Sanders won the primary in New Hampshire. It seemed to work fine for him.
New Hampshire, one of the whitest places on the planet, right?
What does that have to do with anything?
Because...
Look, are you saying black people are somehow more susceptible to being bribed?
Hey, he has no crossover appeal to black voters, okay? He'll never have any crossover appeal.
Well, all of them are pretty much in favor of universal health care. So, again, what's the difference? If you're promising a bunch of free services or free money versus giving out $5 or $20 or however much they're giving out at the Trump rally, what's the difference?
Oh, look, if he wasn't worried about being reelected, why is he doing this?
Huh?
If Trump isn't worried about being reelected, why is he having people going around handing out money?
I don't know.
Why
I don't know. Who cares if he's worried about... why can't you just honestly answer the question? I've asked you like 17 times now.
He's already bought the white vote with the tax cuts, so now he's going to hand out money to try to get the black vote too, huh?
What tax cuts?
I mean, look. Bought the white vote the government with tax cuts?
The government is bigger than it's ever been. Donald Trump just did the same thing that George W. Bush and Barack Obama did. He kept dropping bombs. He continued to allow the government to grow bigger and bigger. If he cut taxes for anybody, he didn't cut spending. So ultimately, somebody's going to have to pay the bill at some point. I'm not a fan of Donald Trump. I'm not a fan of any of these presidents. But the fact that you can't even honestly answer my question shows that you're a total partisan. And you can't even.
No, you're a Republican. I'm not a Republican. You're a Republican.
I'm a lifetime. I'm a lifetime libertarian,
you're
dude.
You're supporting my John theory, but by supporting this.
Just I'm remember, asking, anybody who's not on the left
doing
is a Republican.
This, he's not worried about being reelected.
Hey, Jerome, is everybody who's not on the left a Republican?
Look.
That's a yes or no question.
He's
not
answering questions. He's just here to get on his soapbox.
Let me ask you this. The Republican Party at these rallies, who do they look more like, me or you?
I don't know. I've never been to a Republican rally.
Oh, no, I said, do you have a television?
No, actually, I don't watch television.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So. I don't. I've never had cable television. I have not. I have been out of my parents' house for 2 decades, and I've never subscribed to cable television. I've never had an over-the-air antenna since I was in my parents' house.
You have no idea what Trump supporters look like, right? They're all
supporters.
Are you talking about his jockstrap?
I've seen the people wearing. I've seen the people wearing the hats. I've seen the people wearing them. Hello, Jerome. I've seen the people wearing the MAGA hats, the red hats. So, yeah, I've seen what some of his supporters look like.
What do they look like?
There's a bunch of white young males.
Yeah, you don't want to answer my question now.
I just answered it.
No, you said young male. What color are they?
I said white young males.
All right, then.
You're not listening. You know how I know you're not listening, Jerome? You don't stop talking.
Look, I got to pull this stuff out of you because you're clearly on his side, all right?
Clearly.
That's why I just said I don't support Donald Trump and I'm against all presidents, Jerome.
I don't believe you.
Hey, Jerome. Jerome, do you think the Trump supporter looks like a jockstrap?
Look, you're just trying to be a wise guy, okay?
Jerome.
You know what they look like.
You're new to the show, okay? How long have you been listening to Free Talk Live? Less than a year?
A couple of months now.
I've been doing this radio show for almost 20 years, okay? So I've been on the air through George W. Bush and Barack Obama, and I didn't like them either, and I don't like Trump. What I have said about Trump is I find him entertaining, and that's it. I don't think that he's a good person.
Found something about him you like. But it's not funny.
Yeah, and I found things I liked about Barack Obama too. You know what I liked about Barack Obama? I liked the fact
he
that he
never
let some.
Said anything
do
like
you
Trump
want to hear what I?
Definitely.
Do you want to hear me say something nice about Barack Obama?
Yes.
I like the fact that he let some peaceful people out of prison at the end of his term. I like that a lot. He did good there. But he didn't do a lot of other things that were good, and Trump has done terrible things as well. So I don't know why you would think I would lie to you about that, Jerome. Why, if I were a Trump supporter, would I get on the air and attack Trump?
Hey, can you answer a question for me? What do white people see so appealing about Donald Trump, who says he likes to fondle women,
Hey, Jerome,
and
Jerome,
he
guess
likes
what?
To shoot people because his support wouldn't go away.
Jerome, guess what?
What do white people see about him?
Hey, Jerome, guess what? One white person cannot speak for everybody who's white.
Yeah, we're different, dude. Just because people have the same skin color doesn't mean they're all the same. You should know that. Thanks for the call. What a... Just ridiculous.
Wow. So, Deranged caller talk live.
Yeah. I mean,
855-450-FREE. Are you delusional? Give us a call. 855-450-3733. FreeTalkLive.com. Discord.lrn.fm. More fun stuff coming up. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the talk radio show where you can call in and talk about whatever you'd like. Take control. control of the airwaves, as they say. Who are they? Well, tonight, they is myself, Captain Kickass,
and it's Ian.
And we are here tonight taking your calls and your thoughts. We're talking about all sorts of fun stuff. And we're going to do more of that. But first, I wanted to tell you about AnyPay. Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Yes, I'm talking to you. I mean you. You can earn money. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. And you do the work, you get the rewards. So this is a financial incentive. If you want to help spread the use of cryptocurrency to avoid, well, all of the horrible and evil things about government currencies, well, now is your chance. And you can get paid for doing it. So AnyPayInc.com.
Cool.
Let's go straight away to your calls and your thoughts. We have VJ in Columbia, South Carolina. VJ, you are on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah, that was BJ, like B like boy.
Oh, BJ, I apologize. There's a little misspelling.
No, that's, hey, that's all right, man. It's going to be hard to top old Jerome there.
Yeah.
Well, give it a shot anyway, BJ.
Well, yeah, I think my first question to Jerome was, how much money did he get from Trump? being a black man, to buy his vote, that's just me, Anyway.
He never quite said, like, how it was going down, right? He's like, some vague thing about, some charity organization. Like, were there actual people in the streets handing out cash to, I don't understand. Anyway, go ahead, PJ.
Yeah, I don't know. But to the more mundane, one of the reasons I called was the Oye.
Oye?
You guys got talking about... not Oye, what was it?
Yowza.
That term used by carnies. Now, I've probably carnies. Got a few years on you guys.
You've been a carny, Captain Kickass.
Yeah,
No, I haven't been a carny. But
no, Captain Kickass.
I was a carny for a little while, so, like, there are definite,
carny lingo, right?
Carny lingo, like, reference to the money, like a 5 is a fin and a 10 is a sawbuck and things like that. They have I believe it's called an A-Rube, which is like their security signal. If somebody yells out A-Rube, all the other carnies come running with like sticks or whatever they can grab to like, because that means help, I'm in trouble. Yeah. It's kind of like a cell 411. Uh-huh.
Well, when that subject came up, I immediately thought of the Oye, which was a term used for hear you. In the older times, so that thing is long gone because my mind just didn't hold the actual term that somebody brought up. But thing about this fellow that called in about his wife finding this valuable cell phone.
Yeah.
You know, when something like that happens, your best bet is to inconvenience the cops. Make them come over and don't touch the thing. Just, call them up and say, hey, I've got this valuable looking phone here and I want you to come and take possession of it. It was found in my regular duties as a custodian in a school and stuff like that,
I get what you're saying that it could have helped in the situation you're describing. So for listeners just tuning in, we had a caller. His wife was a custodian at a school. She found a very expensive cell phone, but it was, she's after hours, right? It's the custodian. There's nobody there. She can do anything with. She couldn't, leave it where it was. So she decided to take it home. She was going to bring it into school the next day. Well, the cops showed up at her house. Apparently, whoever had lost the phone had traced it, and so that resulted in the police coming to her house, and now she possibly might lose her job for an ethics violation. You're saying call the police. I could understand why somebody wouldn't want to do that, though, because it seems too complicated. Why would you want to get the police involved when you could just bring it into work the next day and put it in lost and found or whatever?
the thing about it is we live in different times.
Sure. Yeah, I think you're right about that.
You know, and years ago, something like that would have been seen as a gracious thing.
Right.
To protect you know, the thing and bring it back on the next shift and so on and so forth. But, you know, it almost comes akin to like finding a bag of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, do I keep this money or do I call the police? Or you know, the thing is you cannot be gracious anymore.
Yeah.
In any way. Otherwise, you know, you're accused of being some sort of a criminal.
Yep,
and that's exactly what they're doing to this woman.
No good
deed
goes unpunished.
They're accusing her, you know, accusatory situation. And here's a poor custodian, you know, doing her job, and she finds this thing. I didn't convenience the cops. That would have been my first move. You know, make them come over. Make them take possession of the thing and let that
then it's
be
their
the end
problem.
Of it.
Then yeah. It's their problem.
You know,
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
That might not be bad practical advice if somebody, you know, one of our listeners finds themselves in a similar position, because it does take the responsibility off of you as the individual. Yeah. And, you know, for maybe once in their career, it makes the police protect and serve something.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
Day and age, what else can you do? I mean, you know, there are probably instances out there a million fold where things like this have happened, where somebody tried to, you know, do the right thing. And it's like when you were talking about the cops coming to the door and talking to you and this and that and the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
You never talk to a cop. Never. Without your legal representation there.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
well, of course, you're actually advocating calling
the
police.
Right.
So on one hand, you're
silent.
Saying don't talk to them, and then on the other hand, you're saying call them. I mean, that's kind of a
well,
tough
I'm saying call them over. These are two different situations. You know?
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying.
You know, they're trained in how to, you know, put you at ease and get you to open your mouth and,
right. Yep.
And,
they
and
are.
Yakety yak. And
they can lie to you perfectly legally.
They can.
Yeah.
They
read
can
me
make
my
stuff
right.
Up.
And, okay, I have the right to remain silent, and that's what I'm going to do. And you go ahead and do whatever you want to do. You can throw out the threats, and you can do this and that, and you can tell me how wrong I am. Well, screw you, buddy. You just go ahead and, you know, I've exercised my Fifth Amendment right to remain silent, and that's the way it's going to go until
right.
We have my lawyer present.
Well, BJ, thanks for the call.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We're going to have more of your calls and your thoughts coming up. Stay tuned. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday night edition.
Was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Pro-Donald Trump groups raised more than $60 million in January and have more than $200 million on hand for this year's general election, shattering fundraising records on the path toward a goal of raising $1 billion during this cycle. The Republican National Committee and the president's campaign have raised more than $525 million since the start of 2019. Together with two joint fundraising committees, the RNC and the Trump campaign provided those figures to the Associated Press.
The January haul coincided with most of the Senate's impeachment trial, which resulted in the Republican president's acquittal earlier this month. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel said, "We already have 500,000 volunteers fully trained and activated, and this record-breaking support will help us grow our grassroots army even more." This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We're here 7 nights a week from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. Pacific time, or 7 to 10 Eastern. And if you're a time traveler, well, you can listen to us whenever you like. Obviously, you have the power to travel through time. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Ian.
And I wanted to tell you about Divi. Divi is the next generation wallet. And in just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe at only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. D-I-V-I, by the way, if you're wondering how to spell Divi.
Indeed.
So, let's just continue the roll, shall we? Let's go to more of your calls and your thoughts. Let's talk to Gene in Texarkana, Texas. Gene, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, listening to KTFS. Yeah, welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
we hear you.
Okay. Hey, I know you guys, I don't know what your age is, and but you sound pretty young. And
I'm 47.
Okay. Well, I'm 71, so I don't know how many old movies y'all watched, but the term Yaza that y'all was talking about.
Oh, yeah, Yaza,
associate,
yeah.
Yes, Yaza. And you associate that, and I don't mean to be out of line, but, you know, that term was like Yaza, Master.
Really?
Yaza, Master. Master, what do you want, Master? Yaza,
I did
master.
Not know that.
That is news to me.
Yeah, well, yeah, you might search it out a little more depth, but I was just coming home from town, and I heard y'all talking, and so I thought, well, I'll put my 2 cents worth in there and see how far it goes, you know.
Yeah, interesting. It does show here that, according to Google, I searched for etymology of Yauza, and it says 1930s, perhaps representing a regional or colloquial pronunciation of yes, sir. So
yes,
that could make sense.
I see there?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Indeed.
Yeah, that's what Yauza master.
Interesting.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Gene?
No, you may get some more calls on this, but I don't know if it's all right on the air, but I'm a Trump fan, so, you know, is that all right?
Anybody's all right on the air. It doesn't mean we agree, but, you know, you're welcome to call in.
It says free talk, yeah.
Yeah,
indeed.
Did you know that his fund has reached is going to reach probably $1 billion.
What fund? His re-election campaign?
The re-election campaign. Mm-hmm.
$1 billion with a B?
Billions and billions and billions.
Not billions, but a billion. I think it's up now to 500 plus.
So what is it that you are a fan of exactly? What is it that he's done that you think is really exceptional and noteworthy?
Well, maybe I would probably get maybe if I say it's not so much that, but I'm definitely not a liberal fan. And I don't know if you'd want me to give you the reasons, because it might be controversial.
Well, hold on. So, I mean, obviously you like Trump, you don't like liberals, but I'm asking you specifically why you like Trump, not why you don't like liberals.
Well, I think Trump is for the American people. I think he is going to make America great again.
How long is it going to take, though? I mean, he's already been in there for almost a full term.
Right. Well, he's got 4 more years. If he don't do it then, well, maybe it's...
What will it look like when America is great again? What will be different?
Well, I know you probably won't say, but do you feel like you're better off now than you was 4 years ago?
I can't tell any difference, actually.
Yeah, but a lot of people can.
Okay.
And the economy is better. The job market's better, you know? So those are 2 things, the economy and the job market. I don't know how many thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of jobs that has opened since in the last 3.5 years or 3 years. So.
Well, Gene, I have a question for you, since you indeed have far more time on this planet than I do. When did America stop being great?
Well, when Bernie Sanders got elected.
Yeah, but no, but you said Trump is going to make America great again, insinuating that America was great and then it wasn't great. So at what point in time specifically did America become not great?
Well, maybe I could just say at this time in our life, I believe Trump is good for us.
Yeah, he's just as bad as Jerome. I mean, Jerome wouldn't answer questions, and you haven't answered this question either. Is it hard to understand the question, sir?
Tell me again.
Okay. So you said you believe Trump is going to make America great again. What point in time, what year did America stop being great that Trump now has to make it great again?
Well, I don't guess I can. I mean, I'd have to think, you know, I'd have to think on these things, but, you know, I might not give you a conclusive answer. But
was it 20 years ago, 30 years ago?
When did you realize? Was there a certain point at which you thought, my God, this country isn't great anymore?
I don't know if it's all, we can use Trump, we can use Obama, too.
Sure.
You know, do you think it's suffered a lot under Obama?
So you're asking me a question. I think that they're all terrible. I think that all presidents are bad. I think they're all people who are essentially the head of a criminal gang known as the United States federal government. And so I think Barack Obama continued the policies of George W. Bush, and that he continued and expanded the policies of Bill Clinton, and so on and so forth. So, yeah, I think they're all bad. But, again, you've dodged the question. So you seem to think that America needs to become great again, but you can't identify the point at which you believe that it stopped being great.
Do you think it was great that Obama gave like $160 billion to Iran?
I don't think anything as far as foreign aid is a good idea. I think all foreign aid should be stopped immediately from the United States government. What do you think about that? So you would agree, cut foreign aid. Just to be clear, you would agree, cut foreign aid, get rid of foreign aid from all countries, including Israel, right?
No.
Whoa, Israel. What? Why I not? Thought you said get rid of foreign aid.
No. I said, was it good to give Iran, which wants to destroy...
So which country should get foreign aid? Which country should get your taxpayer dollars?
Gave them not somebody that's...
Which countries? Which countries should get foreign aid, should get your taxpayer dollars to give to their governments? Which ones?
I would give to Israel my tax dollars.
Mm-hmm. That's it? Is that the only one?
No.
No?
I don't know. I haven't... See, these are things that we...
Why Israel? Why? What's it about that one country?
Well, I think they are one of our best allies.
Really?
Do you?
Well, I don't think that other governments are allies. I think governments are evil and they hurt peaceful people. And from what I can tell, Israel's just like any other government. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, it is true. The organization type known as government is one of the worst organization types in all of human history. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
That guy was just as bad as Jerome.
He certainly was. More of your calls coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Beavis and Butthead Guitar. No, I'm just kidding. It's Free Talk Live. Feel free to bang your head. Hey, who's the music anyway? Give those guys a shout.
Yeah, Rebel Inc.
Rebel Inc.
Yeah, very well. INC, Rebel Inc.
Rebel Inc. Very well. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday night edition. We are taking your calls and your thoughts, talking about all sorts of things. And with you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian. We used to play Metallica way back, and like Megadeth and things like that. And then Metallica went after their own fans, remember, back with the whole Napster thing?
Yeah, I do.
And so we got rid of Metallica, and then eventually we just got rid of all the copyrighted music and ended up asking the guys at Rebel Inc., who are libertarian dudes, if we could use their stuff, and they were cool with it. So
very cool.
Yeah, it fits. It fits well.
Very cool. Let's go right away to your calls and your thoughts. We have Robert in Charleston, South Carolina. Robert, you are live on Free Talk Live.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to say that, yes, you can talk your way out of problems with the police. Most of the time it's a misunderstanding, presuming that you haven't done anything wrong, and if they're reasonable and you can get to a quiet situation and you can get them to calm down, you can
this
usually...
This is terrible advice, by the way. Terrible advice.
And so far he's given us like five qualifiers. If you assume,
if they're reasonable.
Assuming you haven't done anything wrong. Right. If they're reasonable. Okay, go ahead.
Right. Just because you haven't done anything wrong doesn't mean they're not going to arrest you.
You're right. But on the other hand, you can explain to them, and if you explain to them in an honest, straightforward manner, they probably won't arrest you, and if they do, then you'll just have
to... Do you work for the police?
No, I don't.
Okay, because you sound like you're carrying water for them.
I was a member of the police choir in Dresden, Germany, but I didn't get picked for that. Yes, they were very, very nice people.
Oh, I'm sure they're very nice to the right people, but usually if they're talking to you, it means they're conducting an investigation on you, and the more words that come out of your mouth, the closer you are to being arrested or ticketed. So I would say your advice is really terrible, and people probably shouldn't listen to you.
Well, there's a human side to it, too, and the policemen are human beings. You know?
Not when they're on the job. No, they actually have to put their humanity aside in a lot of cases because they arrest peaceful people who have not actually harmed other humans. And to me, that's an inhumane thing to do. If you take somebody and you take their freedom away and you kidnap them and you put them in a cage and they've never actually harmed another person, that's an inhumane thing. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, and that's what they do all day long. That's their job.
Under that skin of the policeman's uniform, there's a human being under there.
Yeah, well, they should take the uniform off and quit doing harm to their neighbors.
I'm sure most of the vast majority of them are very kind people.
How are you sure of that? What evidence is there?
I've tested them. I've tested them before,
oh, yeah?
For sure.
Absolutely.
How do you test a police officer to see?
Don't ask, but you know, the policeman is kind of has the same personality as the kind of the fruit of the cactus. A little prickly on the outside, but usually very sweet on the inside, actually.
Yeah, what a load of crap.
Well, I could
tell that to their wives they abuse when they're at the house alone with them.
You can always find exceptions to every rule, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it's that exceptional, dude. It's pretty common. A lot of cops have problems with alcohol abuse and physical abuse.
Well, you know, you can find that in every profession, with every brand of person, with every nationality, with every ethnic group. Of course, there are people who are.
Yeah, I'm not saying there aren't decent people who've joined the cops, but if they are there, they sure do keep real quiet when it comes to going after the corrupt ones, which are all over the place. And you know what? If they are actually decent people, I don't blame them for being afraid of the corrupt cops, because the corrupt cops might kill them. So if we actually had decent cops out there that were willing to do the right thing, they'd be arresting their cohorts. They'd be arresting the other cops that are doing the wrong thing. But they don't.
Not
to
mention that, but they'd also be arresting the politicians.
Yeah, right? That's not happening.
Absolutely. It's difficult to go after dangerous people, by the very description, dangerous, of course. And that's why you have to...
Well, politicians aren't dangerous, but the cops are, that's for sure. Politicians are just cowards.
Don't underestimate them. Politicians could be very dangerous.
Oh, they'll stab you in the back if they get the chance, but they're not dangerous as in physically dangerous. They're just a bunch of cowards. That's why they have the cops do their dirty work for them.
Just ask Vladimir Putin if or certain politicians here in the United States. I mean, there are people who've been...
Do you have his number? I'll call him.
Well, I don't have it offhand, but I know it starts with 007. That's the area code for Russia.
Like James Bond, 007.
Yeah.
No, all right. Thanks for the call, Robert. Let's just move right along to the next thing, shall we? We've got...
Just because you appease the cops doesn't mean they want to arrest you too, Robert.
Yeah. We've got Moses in Columbia, South Carolina. Moses, you're on Free Talk
Live. You got to turn that radio down.
Robert.
See, he's listening to the radio, so he doesn't even know he's on the radio.
You
got to
turn your radio down. We're going to put you back on hold.
Basic radio caller rules 101.
Yeah, don't
listen on hold. Don't listen on the radio.
Yeah, or go to another room, you know, that's not the room where you're listening to the radio, because this creates something called feedback.
Yeah, well, it didn't, well, not exactly feedback, but yeah, sort of. Yeah, delayed feedback.
A delayed loop, anyway. Let's go to Mark in West Hartford, Connecticut. Mark, you are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Obama. And I'm a conservatarian.
What's a conservatarian?
Thing. I am publicly, because I am running for office, my public stance is libertarian. Policy should be get the government out of as much as possible. Personally, I like to live my life with pretty conservative Judeo-Christian values, and I would recommend that to people in their private lives.
And Mark, what was your last name? You're running for office?
Mark Stewart.
We met you.
In Vermont. Yes, Ian, how are you?
Yeah. You, how did you do, by the way, in the New Hampshire primary?
Look, this interview now is one half of all the interviews that radio granted me in the whole time of 2 months. Newspapers was a zero until primary day. I got one little piece published in way up north in Berlin.
Wow.
Vermont will be better, though. And to listeners in both Vermont and California, there is a libertarian on the Democrat ballot. Yes.
Yeah,
Mark Stewart is in the Democrat Party primary. Why Democrat? The party needs help. The party needs the most help, and I think bringing more people within that party to liberty is the best mission for us libertarians.
Well, I don't know if I agree that that's the best mission, but I think that people should do whatever they feel called to do, and I've done the same thing at one time. I was a registered Democrat, and I ran, not for president, but I ran for governor here in the Democratic primary a couple of times here in New Hampshire, so I did try to bring the message of liberty to that party. So I don't begrudge you for doing it, but it's a long slog, especially doing it at the presidential level. It's hard to get that attention from the news media when there's, you know, a dozen or more candidates in the race, and they've just sort of they relegate you to the sidelines, and they did that to me when I was running in a five-way race. There was me and this other guy that were like the outsiders. We weren't politicians,
right.
And we totally got sidelined by the mainstream media.
Hey, Mark,
what's supposed to happen at the presidential level? that little Mark Stewart makes just a little decent headway in one of these primaries. I'm in three. I'm in Vermont, California, both on Super Tuesday, and I will do D.C., the last primary. Let's say I make a little headway. The hope is that civilians say, you know, if this guy can do decently, I can run for State House or I could run for Congress. I'm contending that the ordinary housewife who has raised kids successfully is probably a better congressman than everyone sitting in the legislature now. A lot of times they feel daunted by politics, but here's an outsider not spending a lot of money, and if it goes decently, maybe it inspires a lot of people to run.
Yeah, here's what I think. I think that we met you. You came to we have a weekly during the college season. We go to the college weekly here in Keene, New Hampshire, and we have some breakfasts once a week. And you just kind of showed up and introduced yourself. We had a nice conversation. Captain, you were there, and
I was.
We were all hanging out, and it was a really good conversation. And it was great to meet you. I think that somebody with the talents that you have, Mark, you know, you're well-spoken, you're intelligent, you seem to be pretty libertarian. I think you'd do a lot better for yourself moving to New Hampshire and migrating here where you can easily get elected to the State House. There's 400 state legislators in New Hampshire, and so that means each state legislature so-called represents around 3,000 of the state's population. So the races can be won with, you know, not very much money spent at all, and you can actually make a difference in a place like this.
I hear you. And a lot of people said that to me. And here's why, for now, I'm resisting. I don't have a beef with the way New Hampshire is generally run. Now, it's getting worse with the Democrats kind of taking over. But on the whole, it's a state with a fragmented enough legislature that it doesn't screw up terribly.
Hey, Mark.
I don't have a problem with my town council. They generally are pretty good.
How can people who are interested, how can they find you real quick? Website.
StewartForLiberty.com.
Good luck, Mark. Great to hear from you.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Captain. Thank you, Ian.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. More of your calls and thoughts coming up in the next hour. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. FreeTalkLive.com.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
What good is living in a free society if you don't live a free life? Being stuck in a job or being locked into a relationship, but you're not free to do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.